Today on the podcast, we want to talk about some really interesting breaking AI news from our favorite OpenAI startup, of course, and their tool ChatGPT, which has they've just announced it has just hit 200 million users. To me, this is really exciting, and I think there's a bunch of great ways you can make money from this. There's a bunch of really interesting takeaways, but the big thing I want to highlight here is that this is double what their announced users of 100 million users was. Just any guesses on how long ago? Not a year ago, but only 10 months ago. So 10 months ago, they hit 100 million users. And 10 months later, they are now at 200 million users. This is massive. This is some huge growth. So if you're interested in starting a project that has huge growth like this, the one that I recommend is a podcast. It's, in my opinion, the reason Jamie and I do this, it's one of the number one ways to network and meet incredible people. You can have amazing guests on your show, whatever your business is, whatever your personal brand is that you're focusing on, or whatever industry or niche you work in. Podcasting, I think, is the best way to elevate your personal brand, grow your network, and you can get new customers and make money from your podcast as well. All of this, Jamie and I outline in a exclusive piece of content in our school community. I break down some very big hacks and the number one way that you can organically get millions of downloads on your podcasts. It's all in the school community. The link is in the description. It's $25 a month. We'll increase the price eventually, probably up to $100 a month. But right now it's locked at, if you get it this week, you'll be locked in at $25 a month and the price won't raise for you. So it's an amazing community. You'll meet amazing people. And this week's exclusive piece of content covers how to make money from podcasts and the number one hack for organically growing. So Jamie, I'd love to get your opinion. Like, what was your first take when you heard this 200 million users from OpenAI?
I mean, it's really not that surprising, to be honest, because they were the first, I mean, maybe not the first AI, company out there, but they were one of the first, and, you know, they have just been around the longest and they're the best tool in my opinion so far. So, I don't know. I think the app really changed. It was a game changer for me, at least. Like, I used to only have to go to the computer and use ChatGPT on a computer, but just with the app, it's so great for. I actually have another school community that I do, just like an entrepreneur type community, and I'm the leader of that. And so, coming up with ideas for discussion, you know, is sometimes. Takes a lot of time, and it saves me a ton of time to use ChatGPT. So I think more and more people are using or are discovering the use cases for ChatGPT and incorporating it into their life, whether it's writing emails, and really anything. So I think it's going to just continue to grow, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think it's really, really impressive. Here's another impressive statistic. That they've also announced along with this 200 million, they have 92% of Fortune 500 companies are currently using its products. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that it's just ChatGPT per se. Like some companies are like, oh, we're banning ChatGPT because they're worried about it training on private data. JP Morgan Chase and Apple both were companies that are doing that, which is funny because now both of them are doing partnerships with OpenAI to do different projects. Essentially, what OpenAI did to get around that and what really unlocked this 92% of Fortune 500 companies. Originally, the problem was they were like, okay, but if we give it data, it's going to suck in that data and train it or give it back to the model, use it for training. And then like people could get our private data. So like you can imagine a situation. I recently saw a viral tweet on Twitter where someone's like, the ultimate free way to get like access to free tools is like you write in some code and then of like a software you're building. And then you ask it for, you ask it to like continue writing your code and fill in an API key. Now the API key is typically the key that is only designated one account that attaches to that account. And if you have the API key, you can essentially bill that account, whatever credit cards on file, for as much money as you want. So like if my company AI Box has a ChatGPT or an OpenAI developer account, we have an API key. If that API key got leaked, people could use it and I would have to pay for all of their ChatGPT usage. And if they're doing it on software where there's like millions of requests, it could be, you know, thousands of dollars, whatever, right? So it's kind of this joke that people are like, oh yeah, I just get ChatGPT to like fill in the blank on my API code or my API key. And obviously like that would be stealing. That's bad. Don't do that. But this is the real risk. This is what these companies were worried about at the beginning Apple, Chase Bank and stuff, was that they would put private, you know, if any of their employees put private or confidential information in there, it would get sucked in and someone would be able to access it one way or another, right? It's like, write me a memo that you would write about the stock market in, you know, January to JP Morgan Chase customers, right? And maybe you could try to like, it would have found that memo and like read it to you and you can leak crazy stuff, right? This is what they're trying to avoid. So ChatGPT got around that because they, by making essentially private servers that companies only, it's only their company on the server, the data never gets sent to ChatGPT to train with. And when they did that, that's really what I think unlocked this. And now we have 92% of Fortune 500 companies currently using OpenAI's one of their products. That could be either Whisper, which is their voice, Codex for or ChatGPT Enterprise or Team Plans for essentially ChatGPT. So overall, really, really impressive. And I think they did some really strategic moves there that helped unlock so a lot of these big enterprises could get on.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I just found an article. Apparently, NVIDIA and Apple could be investors in the next fundraising round for OpenAI. If that happens, the valuation could be surpass $100 billion, which is absolutely insane. We're I think this week there's supposed to be a iPhone 16 announcement as far as Apple Intelligence. I don't know if you've heard anything about that, Jaden, but it's going to be a big deal to see if Apple and OpenAI partner up. It's going to be, it's already, I feel like, it integrated into everything I do. So if it's, you know, built into your phone operating system, that could even be a further game changer.
Yeah, I think right now OpenAI has a bunch of different games they're playing. Number one, obviously they want revenue. So they're like trying to get more users and they're doing fairly good. They're making over $3 billion a year, I think, in forecast revenue right now from ChatGPT and from some of their other products. So obviously $3 billion a year, that's great. They recently did a round of funding in, I believe, February for about $86 billion was their valuation. And they're now, like you mentioned, with Apple and NVIDIA looking at investing in them, looking to do another round of funding. We have some leaks out of the information, which is a pretty good source, saying that they are trying to raise $100 billion valuation. So this is really fascinating. They hit 200 million users. They're raising at $100 billion valuation. Obviously, this is a huge valuation, but people see a lot of room for them to grow. And we are starting to see some of these big partnerships, like you mentioned, with Apple being one of these players that might come in and in this latest investment round. And the last thing I want to put on this point that I do think is interesting is with the current partnership that Apple and OpenAI have, ChatGPT is going to be added as an option when you're talking to Apple Intelligence to respond to questions. It'll be like, hey, you want to, you know, ask ChatGPT if Apple Intelligence can't do it. And for that partnership, I was like, dang, like that's going to be expensive. I wonder how much Apple's paying them. I wonder if they're paying to be on it, whatever the deal is. Turns out the deal is that ChatGPT is going to provide those responses to Apple users for completely free, which is, again, wild to me because that's very, very expensive. And in exchange, they just want the free publicity, the free, they just want more users. So I think this is interesting. It seems like they really are pushing new users quite heavily. I don't know how long that will be free for. Maybe it seems like it might be a temporary thing until Apple can kind of get its own LLM put together, I would assume. But in any case, OpenAI really is pushing to be the AI platform and get the most users, even if it means that I think they have a projected burn rate, aka amount of money they're spending this year, at drumroll please, $8 billion a year is what they're currently spending. So very, very crazy numbers.